Hello everybody, my name is John Cantrell and I am a Jesus junkie. I love me some Jesus. And I'm guessing that you're here because you either are curious about Jesus or you also love him too. This actually started about a month ago. I started reading Genesis. I read 1 through 12. And then I said, I'm gonna go and we're going to start reading a gospel. So I chose the Gospel of John for, you know, obvious reasons. And we are actually in John chapter 3. Gospel of John chapter 3. We're going to pick up there on this podcast. And then we're going to continue on. What I would like to do is just to continually read the scriptures. I'm not going to preach over it. I'm not going to give any insight. I'm just going to read the word. So what is the purpose of this whole thing, you might ask? The whole purpose is, I've got a scripture in mind, all right? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now, I believe that God can open the hearts of those who genuinely seek after him and believe what the word says. I believe there are people, and that's really the whole gist of it. I just read the word, and I expect and pray that the Lord will open the hearts of those who don't believe, or maybe even embolden those who already do. So if you have your Bible with you, feel free to open up to the Gospel of John chapter 3, and we're going to pick up there and read. And if you are driving and you can't do it, just hang back, listen, and enjoy. There was a man from the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to him at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one could perform these signs you do unless God were with him." Jesus replied, "I assure you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." "But how can anyone be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked him. "Can he enter his mother's womb a second time and be born?" Jesus answered, "I assure you, unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, and whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you must be born again. The wind blows where it pleases, and you hear its sound, but you don't know where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can these things be?" asked Nicodemus. "Are you a teacher of Israel and don't know these things?" Jesus replied. "I assure you, we speak what we know and we testify what we have seen, but you do not accept our testimony. If I have told you about things that happen on earth and you don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you about things of heaven? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. For God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world that he might condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Anyone who believes in him is not condemned. But anyone who does not believe is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God." After this, Jesus and his disciples went to the Judean countryside, where he spent time with them and baptized. John also was baptizing in Enon near Salim, because there was plenty of water there. People were coming and being baptized, since John had not yet been thrown into prison. Then a dispute arose between John's disciples and a Jew about purification. So they came to John and told him, "Rabbi, the one you testified about and who was with you across the Jordan is baptizing, and everyone is flocking to him." John responded, "No one can receive a single thing unless it's given to him from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I have said, 'I am not the Messiah, but I've been sent ahead of him.' He who has the bride is the groom. But the groom's friend, who stands by and listens for him, rejoices greatly at the groom's voice. So this joy of mine is complete. He must increase, and I must decrease." The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from earth is earthly, and speaks in earthly terms. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies what he has seen and heard. Yet no one accepts his testimony. The one who has accepted his testimony has affirmed that God is true. For God sent him, and he speaks God's words, since he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son, and has given all things into his hands. The one who believes in the Son has eternal life, but the one who refuses to believe in the Son will not see life. Instead, the wrath of God remains on him. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. If you know anybody that would benefit from listening to this, please feel free to share this podcast with them. I really want to get the word out, and I'm going to do my best to polish this up. And, you know, it's the first episode, so there's going to be some kinks and stuff, but I'm going to work it out and do my best to really put out a high-quality podcast. You know, and we're just reading from the word, but it's a huge, it makes huge impacts on people. And I really believe that it's gonna change lives. So if you have any prayer requests, please feel free to direct message me on the Anchor app or through Facebook or through Instagram if you found me through there. Thank you again for listening. You guys have a great day. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.